The Obama administration has been trying to measure and benchmark the costs and best practices of back office function that all agencies do. The Office of Management and Budget and the General Services Administration say it's the first step toward long-term and meaningful improvements in efficiency and effectiveness. Their efforts are starting to impress even skeptical agency managers. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now to discuss how some agencies are doing an about-face when it comes to understanding the value of this benchmarking initiative. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so a benchmarking initiative always sounds like let's have our teeth pulled. So I guess there were some skeptics at first, huh?
There definitely were some skeptics. And I think part of the reason why is, again, exactly what you said, the history of benchmarking initiatives. It's, oh, no, here we go again. But I think that this administration is trying to change that view of benchmarking. And this initiative itself, which is a cross-agency priority goal, has three specific pieces to it. The piece we're going to focus on, I think, is the bigger of the three. And it focuses on the back office functions, the administrative functions, HR, finance, acquisition, IT. And the goal seems pretty straightforward. Develop common standards across the government to measure utilization, performance, and cost, and then use those baselines to improve service performance and cut costs. Beth Colbert is OMB's Deputy Director for Management.
Dan and I have been the tag team for a year now on an effort around benchmarking. How do we think about giving everybody in this room and your peers across government the data they need so that they can look at their operations and see what's working? What's working from a cost perspective as we evolve over time? What's working from a quality perspective? And empowering agencies with that data themselves to make the decisions. We can't sit in OMB and do all this work. It's got to actually happen in the agencies. And it's our belief, and when we did all the sessions with cross-government this summer when we did our portfolio stat and benchmarking sessions, that when you give people inside of agencies better information about what's happening in their agencies, how it compares to other relevant comparable parts of government, they will make good decisions about how to use those resources to drive better results.
Now, Colbert and GSA Administrator Dan Tangerlini, the Dan in that clip you heard there, they spoke yesterday during a panel discussion at the National Academy of Public Administration's fall conference. Our own Francis Rose moderated that panel. It was a very good panel. Now, there are two other areas that are included in this benchmarking initiative that's led by OMB and GSA. One is around building on the work already underway to reduce improper payments, adding advanced analytics to the Do Not Pay portal with a goal of reducing the improper payment rate to 3% or below by the end of 2016. Currently, the improper payment rate across government is around 3.5%. The third area is expanding the freeze the footprint policy from 2012, again, improving how agencies manage office space, developing better metrics around it. But really, this back office one, I think, is the one that's off the ground first. And Dan Tangerlini says the part of the goal of this benchmarking initiative is to give agencies the data and the tools to act like more one government instead of a bunch of disparate organizations.
I think what you're seeing now is kind of the ability to kind of tap into all that information we've been amassing through the major investment we've been making in information technology for the last 20 or 30 years, and actually turn the camera towards the administrative services functions and ask ourselves, how can we make the boiler room of government, if you will, more efficient, more effective in support of mission delivery?
Now, Tangerlini says it's part of a long-term evolution where agencies are relying on each other to get things done based on their skills and capabilities and almost get rid of that every organization for itself type of mentality. It's a long haul. I think people know that. But, you know, these are all steps in a long journey.
Jason, what did OMB and GSA do that started to change minds of some of the doubters?
Well, as you heard Beth Colbert from OMB say, these meetings started over a year ago between OMB, GSA, and what they did from the beginning is include the CXO councils to lead this initiative. Now, Colbert says this is one way OMB wants to institutionalize this approach, really to create long-term value for the agencies.
We started with the councils and asked the councils, the CFO council, the Real Property Officers Council, the CAO council, the CHICO council, the CIO council. What data would be useful to you? We're not going to tell you which data are going to go in the benchmarks. You tell us what would be most useful to you in your leadership roles. So one is making sure the changes actually work and add value. Two is thinking about, you know, what are the things you want to embed in policy and in practice, whether it's, and I'll keep coming back to data here, you'll see, portfolio stat and the data we're collecting about IT effectiveness, about cybersecurity. How do we do those things? And the third part, I think, is genuinely, as Dan said, this is a bottom-up and top-down things. How do we pull out those ideas that exist already inside of agencies that people have found a way to create and spread those around? But honestly, if we can just take some of the great stuff that is already happening every day and make it happen at five more agencies, that would have a phenomenal impact.
Now, Tangerlini says the bottom-up approach is one of the ways OMB and GSA has changed the outlook of this initiative. But really, getting the councils and the mission areas involved, it also changed the mind of agencies who initially thought it was just another OMB data call.
The fact that there was a real commitment, and this was Beth's first kind of direction to us as we took off on this journey, was work with those councils. So the councils are comprised primarily of civil servants, of SES, senior leaders of agencies who have been committed and working on the administrative functions of government for years, some cases decades. So by activating their experience, their knowledge, by tapping into what, you know, their frustration, and then saying, look, we're going to base this on the issues that you raise and create a system and structure that you can use, that you can manipulate. What was striking was how many converts we got along the way. We had, I think, you know, direct quotes were something along the lines like, I thought this was a really bad idea to begin with, but I have to admit, and now that I can see the bureau by bureau data, now that I can see the agency by agency data, the fact that we made it clear that this wasn't going to be really a budget-driven process, that this is really about an outcome-driven process, that it's really about giving people information that they need to perform better, in some cases, information they need to make a case for investment. That actually has really won people over.
Now, Tangerlini says each of the administrative functions starts with about 5 to 10 metrics. These metrics are leading to several outcomes already in a short time. Well, let me just give you a couple examples, Tom. One is agencies are already beginning to do business process reengineering efforts. This is the idea of looking at how they do their work today and could they do it better based on these metrics. Second, Tangerlini says GSA has seen an increase in the use of the vendor past performance reporting system called PEEPERS. Now, this is not just within GSA, but this is across government. He attributes the increase in both of these areas to giving people information, to give them the power to change their organization and push harder towards success. Now, Cobert adds OMB is also creating communities of practice as another way to help institutionalize and create that bottom-up approach through using the Performance Improvement Council to promote the use of this data and the benchmarks. And I think those things, you know, if you think about it, if it's a top-down approach so many times, that just gets, you know, kind of in one ear, out the other. And the bottom-up approach sometimes goes a little bit all over the place. So finding that balance between top-down and bottom-up is what OMB is hoping to do here.
Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller on the line with me. I guess anything that helps an agency justify its investments, that's going to be popular, as Tangerlini said.
I think you're absolutely right, especially it's budget season now, right? I mean, this is when I've heard multiple times at the NAPA conference yesterday of federal executives talk about the budget review process that they're in the middle of and the meetings they've been having and how this data can come into play and help them, at least point them in a direction. Maybe it's still a little bit early to really say we're going to make all our decisions based on this or that data. But the fact is, having the more you have and the more you understand it, I think that's key, Tom, the more you understand it, the better they are to make those decisions.
All right, so the benchmarking initiative, that's just one part of the president's management agenda. Did Beth Cobert have any other updates? Anything else going on?
Right, there's 15 total cross-agency priority goals, so there's obviously a lot going on. A couple came up during the NAPA event yesterday. One was customer service, and I think that's been a pretty hot topic both on Capitol Hill and within the Obama administration and the George W. Bush administration, you know, the idea of moving to a citizen-centered government. Now, Cobert says OMB is just in the beginning stages to lead an effort of how best to create metrics to measure customer service.
I also think we've got to do this in a careful and measured way. Transparency around some things can be great, but when you're sort of getting started and you don't quite know what's happening yet, you can also overread data. And so there is this balance, not because you're trying to keep data hidden, but you're trying to work your way through so you've got something that's reliable and sensible and really fact-based. And that's the balance we're trying to strike. On the customer service side, there are already a set of metrics if you go across the thousands of government websites of people use to measure customer service. What we're talking about doing through the Customer Service Initiative is trying to create some comparability across those. so that they're actually reliable. You can compare them. You can compare them to private sector benchmarks.
Now, Cobert says OMB has been working on this customer service metrics challenge with the President's Management Advisory Board, which is made up of private sector executives who are helping the government tackle several different management issues, including this one around customer service. Now, one of the challenges that I think the government has that maybe private sector organizations do not when it comes to customer service is so much of the money that the government hands out goes to third and second parties, and the government doesn't have as much control over that customer service piece. They give the money to states, who gives the money to a nonprofit, who then deals with the customer. So really, is the federal government responsible for that customer service when the money is, you know, flowed down to different ways? And I think that's one of the challenges that they're trying to deal with. Another issue that's come up, obviously, is using data to allocate the funding better, to understand, again, the director's review process, as we talked about earlier. And I think that's part of what they're seeing as the benefits. Now, overall, benchmarking, customer service, data, it's all really pushing agencies toward making better decisions. And that really has been a theme of this administration over the last, you know, six, almost 7 years now, Tom.
And of course, Beth Cobert, as the deputy director for management at OMB, she is partly involved in making sure that the data standards get established under the Data Act. And if that happens, along with Treasury, I spoke with Emily Kopp earlier on it, that could help a lot of these cross-agency efforts because they will have comparable information.
Right. Now, a lot of what the Data Act is focusing on is the spending data, which is so important because everything the government does is based on spending. But they're also looking at, you know, the benchmarks of what does it mean to serve for this mission to serve their customer well, which obviously has a spending component to it. But I think anything when you go down the path of data standards, that's not going to hurt at all.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that report.
My pleasure.